We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are today's headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A convicted cocaine dealer and police informant is given insight into the city's drug trade. Paul Lee, a 40-year veteran of the black market, now aged in his 70s, says the big shipments originate in South America and are imported through Port Botany. When it comes to distribution, Sydney's underworld is divided by geographical boundaries, with a tacit agreement between the cartels, bikie gangs and individual major distributors about territory. Paul Lee claims Armenians control parts of the north side, along with the Maltese controlling supplies in Sydney's southwest, along with Lebanese groups who dominate cocaine trade in the city south. However, others in the underworld say the main source of cocaine in Sydney is the Comanchero bikie gang. And you can read more with a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. A major movie production studio will be built in Coffs Harbour and bankrolled by Russell Crowe as New South Wales taps into the pandemic-driven Hollywood exodus to Australia. While the New South Wales government will not directly fund the project, Deputy Premier John Barilaro and Treasurer Dominic Perrottet are expected to attend Crowe's announcement this morning. The news comes as Los Angeles remains all but shut down due to the global pandemic that brought the industry to its knees last year. Comparatively safe from COVID, Australia has emerged as an attractive proposition for big movie studios. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Aussies will be able to temporarily live and work in the UK for up to 3 years. Under a new trade agreement between the two nations, the in-principle deal signed by Prime Minister Scott Morrison and his UK counterpart Boris Johnson includes a commitment to raise the age limit for people able to access a working holiday visa from 30 to 35 years old. Though technicalities are yet to be finalised, Australia and the UK have also agreed to improve the mobility of both young people and business people in key industries. And to the NRL, Sydney Roosters forward Victor Radley is facing sanction for being kicked off a flight for allegedly being drunk. Radley was removed from a flight to Sydney hours after the Roosters secured a 35-34-point win over Gold Coast at Cbus Stadium last Saturday. The NRL will investigate the incident before determining whether to discipline Radley, but he is facing a fine of up to $10,000. And that's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.